W Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to the program. This is ripped right out of Tom's iPod.
I have this on my iPod.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I have lots of stuff on my iPod.
Well, I've got some good news for you. Everyone, just to let you know, Boy George is reuniting with the original Culture Club lineup for the first time in 14 years. Yes.
Why not? They have bills to pay.
They're going to hit the road with some dates in North America beginning on November 15th, apparently. And they're also going to be putting out a new album sometime early next year.
It'll probably be one of those package deals, you know, 80s bands get together. It'll be the Culture Club and the Thompson Twins and the Bengals and whoever else they
can
find.
Timbuktu3. Remember them?
I do. Future's so bright, you got to wear shades.
You got to have, there's some others in there you got to have. All right, let's look at some birthdays. Of the famous and the obscure. If I were to say the name Sebastian Stan, who would you think of?
Sebastian Stan.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Well, the Winter Soldier in Captain America sequel, of course.
I didn't see that yet.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
You should. Okay. Captain America and the Avenger flicks, they're all good.
Was he the villain?
Yes and no.
He was the Winter Soldier.
The Winter Soldier, kind of, sort of the villain,
okay.
Maybe, maybe not.
All right.
He's 32 years old. Danny Bonaducci.
Danny Partridge.
55 years old. Kevin Tye.
Kevin Tye was on Emergency. He played.
Yes.
He played the one of the paramedics.
He was Roy DeSoto.
Yeah, one of the firemen. Yeah.
He was Roy DeSoto on Emergency, starring with probably the best named actor of all time,
Randolph Mantooth.
Yes. but more recently, Kevin Tye was John Locke's father on Lost. He also, if you want to go back a little further, he was Kevin. The owner of the Double Deuce Bar in Roadhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, that
classic
was him.
Movie with...
Yep. 70 years old now. Pat Harrington, Schneider, from One Day at a Time, is 85. And one of Tom's heroes, Fidel Castro, 88 years old.
How do we know?
Huh?
How do we know he's still alive? Has anybody seen him recently?
No, but the CIA apparently has counted the rings in his beard.
Mm.
And therefore, now I got some information here from you for you regarding Robin Williams. The details of his death are coming out. They said that he was found by his personal assistant, clothed in a seated position, unresponsive. He had a belt secured around his neck with the other end of the belt wedged between the closet, a closed closet door, and the door frame. Man, that's elaborate. He also had superficial cuts on the inside of his left wrist. Where a pocket knife nearby that apparently had dried blood on it. This suggests that Robin tried to cut his wrist before hanging himself. Man, there was no indication at all of any kind of struggle or altercation. God, isn't that sad? It's just brutally sad. Now, here's a bit of interesting information. About 10 years ago, Robin Williams met Coco the gorilla. Remember Coco?
I remember that picture. I remember that happening. It was at publicity for a movie or something. He was doing PSAs for Save the Gorilla Habitat, I think.
He met Coco the gorilla 10 years ago, and he said it was just an absolutely fabulous encounter.
This is the gorilla that can talk.
Yeah, via sign language,
right.
Knows several thousand different signs.
Mm-hmm.
The news of Robin Williams' death was given to Coco the gorilla yesterday via sign language. She signed back the words for woman crying.
That's incredible.
Isn't that, it's just wow. They said that Coco the gorilla was quiet and looked thoughtful. Coco became somber with her head bowed and lip quivering. And all of that after they told her that Robin Williams had passed away.
Now, we have been told, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Homo sapien is the only species that knows about death, that knows that death is coming eventually. That,
well, maybe is aware that death is happening. Now, elephants will gather and mourn the passing of theirs, and they even have elephant graveyards.
After it happens,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, after it happens. Yeah. They will gather together and mourn. So that's just...
But that's fascinating that this gorilla would realize what they were signing to her and what it meant.
And, of course, you mentioned it earlier that Lauren Bacall had passed away. She died yesterday after suffering a stroke at her home in Manhattan. She was 89 years old.
One of my favorite old movies, The Big Sleep, with Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. It's just a classic.
She did movies To Have and Have Not, Key Largo, etc., with Humphrey Bogart. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Mark.
Hey, Mark. What can we do for you this morning?
Oh, I just got a little bit of information for you.
Okay.
For all you Marianne fans from Gilligan's Island.
Hubba hubba.
Dawn Wells is going to be in Neenah, Wisconsin this Saturday.
Seriously? What for?
She is for the Rock for Autism. She's going to be there.
How cool is that?
Yeah, now, I thought that'd be kind of cool.
Now, I know this is entirely sexist, but how old is she now?
Couldn't tell you.
She's got to be in her late 70s. Yeah, that's so. Early 70s, maybe.
So she's not rocking the pigtails and the short shorts anymore, is she?
I don't think so.
All right. All right, well, thanks for the information, man. I appreciate
you bet.
That.
I interviewed her once here on WSAU. She
did you really?
She had a book out about her life in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, in the entertainment news, Luke Bryan.
Country star.
Country star Luke Bryan says he once tried and failed to make his impossibly white teeth even brighter. He says, people always ask me if I whiten my teeth, and at one time, yes, I did, and it didn't turn out well. I burned my gums off.
Yes, the stuff that is taking the coffee and junk off of your teeth enamel can also do some damage to your gums if you get it on them. You're not supposed to get it on your gums.
He said in an interview that he is a compulsive shopper. Impulse shopping is a quirk of mine. When I want to buy something, I can't relax until I buy it. If I see an old farm truck I want on my farm, that's it. I want it.
You better hope the checks keep coming in.
Yeah, no
you better
kidding.
Hope the records keep selling.
He says, when I moved to Nashville, I didn't have much money, but I wanted a new guitar, and I felt like this one guitar was the one to have, so I dropped $2,000 on this high-end guitar, and it was impulsive considering that I didn't have any money. That's not impulsive. That's dumb. That's just dumb. And, of course, Justin Bieber has reportedly struck a plea deal in his Miami Beach DUI case, in which he will agree to anger management classes, but he's going to dodge the drunk driving bullet. Have you seen the video of him when they're giving him the sobriety test in the jail?
I try to avoid Justin Bieber videos.
Idiot can't walk straight. There's no reason for him to avoid this DUI charge. He should get slapped with it. But no. We're not going to do that because it's Justin Bieber and he's going to upset people. All right, there. You got anything else you want to add to the entertainment news, my friend?
I think you've hit it all.
WSAU, we'll be right back.
If you're having real problems, I feel bad for you, son, but I got first world problems like I'm all out of gum.
I got a pair of socks with a tiny hole, and the last sip of coffee was a little cold. When I'm staring in my closet, sick of all my clothes, and I have some decent speakers, but none are Bose. You don't know what it's like to have all these woes, cause I wish I had a slightly longer garden hose. Now I'm totally falling behind on all my shows, and I don't have HBO, so no Game of Thrones. Good cheese is too expensive, and the store brand blows. My central air worked too well, so last night I froze. Chicken wings always give me bad gas. And there's this patch in my yard where I can't grow grass. Darn it. And I don't know how to appreciate jazz or understand the success that Ryan Seacrest has. And you know, when I was in Hawaii, I got too much sun. I got first world problems like I don't enjoy rum. First world problems like this spot on my thumb. If you're having real problems, I feel bad for you, son, but I got first world problems like I'm all out of gum.
Hashtag!
Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.